Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of my all-time favorite songs, Jimmy. This, I believe, is Dolly Parton's best song, certainly on the Mount Rushmore. I imagine you can't do four songs of Dolly Parton, so that would probably leave you out of this Mount Rushmore, Solana.
Jolene and the song with Pitbull that she did.
Well, the original is 9 to 5, but yeah, it's a little reworking of that. Which is not on her Mount Rushmore of works, nor is it on Pitbull's Mount Rushmore.
Here's to Jane and Lily and the girls that fight for equal pay, equal rights. Now, some of us are Pitbulls, too. We appreciate the things you do. Thanks again for shining a light on the women that work from 9 to 5.
It's my pleasure. Dolly.
Dolly, Dolly.
Here's to your mama and here's mine.
Thank you, Dolly. Dolly.
He's tickled by himself. Thank you, Dolly. Dolly. Give that to DBJ next season. We can have a DBJ montage?
Yeah, we'll get to it. I don't know if you want to do it like Friday or next week.
Whenever, yeah, whenever.
Whenever you prefer.
Got plenty of time coming soon. You want to do Who Got Funky here? I'll play a little Who Got Funky, courtesy of our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha, obviously a great place to watch any of the college football playoffs, and the national championship game will be coming up. There's also, at Funky Buddha, an official Florida Panthers watch party on January 14th. That place is always off the hook when it comes to Panthers watch parties. In fact, you can watch Panthers game there tonight. I know they're home tonight. Just happens to be a really tough ticket to get because the Rangers are in town and every New Yorker on the planet's in town. And so everyone wants to go to the Panthers-Rangers game tonight. Like, it's Madison Square Garden South tonight at the Amerant Bank Arena. So you can always watch the game at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. Do we have a big open for Who Got Funky?
You know, we do, Hawk, actually. We do have that.
You want to play it?
Here?
Right now.
Oh, okay.
Yo, E, what you want to do now, man?
Yo, whatever it is, it's just got to be funky. 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 Funky.
I can't get enough.
You know it's funky, 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 cause you heard it from here, see.
Who Got Funky on Hawk and Crowder?
So, I hate to do this, but I gotta give my Who Got Funky to Ryan
Funky,
the owner of Funky Buddha. He found out through Josh Appel that I'm a big Wordle player.
Ooh.
Now, you know I do Wordle, Dordle, mm-hmm. Quartle, and Octortle every day.
Right.
And I share my scores every day and every evening with Appel and Whittingham. And Ryan demanded that he be added to the distribution list.
Right.
Because he's a big Wordle player. And so I really do probably put too much credence on how good someone is at these word games as to what I think of them, because you have to have a really good vocabulary.
Meh.
And you have to have decent deductive reasoning.
Eh.
And I get impressed with people who can play the word games well, and I get disgusted by people who cannot do well at the word games. And Ryan came in talking this really big game with me. Oh, my God, this is my wheelhouse, you know. And I'm like, bro, I use words for a living. Like, this is my wheelhouse. Nobody beats me on a consistent basis at Wordle and Dordle and Quartle. And Ryan came in this weekend and beat me a couple of times. And I have to say, he's a worthy opponent.
Wow.
I'm not telling you that he's better than me. And I beat him this morning in Wordle. And I believe my Dortle score is a winning score. He hasn't played Dortle yet today. But he is a worthy opponent. And so I got to tell you, Ryan from Funky Buddha got funky because he's better at these word games than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was strictly a beer and Yucatats guy, and it seems he might be a little more well-rounded than I thought.
Which one's Dortle again?
It's two Wordles.
Two.
And then Quartle, it's four Wordles.
Huh.
Octortle is eight Wordles.
Huh. Wow. I would kick your ass,
Jimmy,
in all those, by the way.
You're so bad with words that it's scary. I would never, ever play you, and I would never share because
you don't want to lose to me.
You already disgust me on so many levels that I don't want a daily reminder of how illiterate you are.
Right.
So I'd rather not. I'll just pretend that you put up twos and threes all the time. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, because I have no, what'd you say, inductive reasoning? I've got none of that. I don't even know
Correct.
What that is.
You don't have an induction oven.
No. I don't even know what that is.
Who got funky this weekend, Jimmy?
I'm going to give it to Sam Darnold.
He did get funky.
33 of 43 passing for 377 yards for three touchdowns.
Why do you look disgusted by that answer, Solana?
I mean, he's not wrong. Sam Darnold got funky, but like Cam Ward wrapped up his unbelievable season with a solid first half. Tyler Hero just...
Why you got to worry about what Jimmy's who got funky is?
I don't know. I feel like he went to ESPN.com.
Go are you going to order for him, or are you going to let him order what he wants to order?
I might have to order for him now.
Please don't.
Solana, who got funky this weekend?
Well, Jimmy stole mine with Sam Darnold, so. I'm going to have to go. Oh, this is tough. I'm going to have to go with Terry Rozier.
Funky.
Think about this. You miss eight consecutive threes. I mean, you know how bad that is? You know how hard it is to miss eight consecutive threes?
You just want to disappear at that point. You don't want anyone to know you're out there.
But nobody cares because he was ready to go at the right time. The Miami Heat needed an enforcer. The Miami Heat needed a physical response in a time of peril. And it was Terry Rozier who made the captain, the OG, number 40, proud by coming in and letting Amen Thompson, this bum, know what the deal was. Yesterday, Terry Rozier earned a lot of respect from Heat Nation, earned a lot of respect from his teammates, and I want Terry Rozier to be a Heat lifer.
I mean, a Heat lifer.
A Heat lifer, Hawk. I mean, don't walk this back. A Heat lifer. I would go to war for Terry Rozier.
That's a little much. A little much. But he proved his mettle yesterday, no doubt. All right, you want to do headlines here?
Let's do it.
You have a big open for that?
That I do not. I do not have a big open for that. I can replay the Who
Headlines
Got
brought
open.
To you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
The Miami Dolphins are going to the playoffs if the Broncos lose next week and they beat the Jets!
Woo! Let's go! Miami has the Dolphins.
Broncos are 10-point favorites against the Chiefs next week.
Aww.
Yeah. But they're in it. Week 18, in the hunt. Win, got a little help from Denver. Losing, little help from Carson Wentz, and you are in.
It could happen.
Yeah, it can.
Listen,
it can.
Nobody during that 2-6 run, during that four-game stretch that Tua was out, nobody thought we'd be talking about playoffs in Week 18. No one. And here we are. It's a long shot, but here we are. You'll get to hunker down on Sunday and watch two meaningful football games. We'll have one eye on the Dolphins, one eye on the Broncos.
You know, you mentioned, like, why not us to sneak into the playoffs? That's how you started the show. I mean, why not, right? Like, why does this season have to end? Huck, this organization is notorious for balls bouncing the wrong way, typically. Like, things go wrong in important situations. And when Jason Sanders yesterday, because somebody says I have no respect for Jason Sanders, I don't appreciate Jason Sanders on the text line. And I'll tell you, when Jason Sanders, well, you know, be a little bit more consistent outside of 1 month. But yesterday, when he kicks that field goal and it doinks right off the crossbar and it goes in, I'm sitting there saying, Buffalo wants Miami. You know what I mean? Like, the Bills are saying, we don't want to play Denver. We don't want to play the Bengals. We want Miami. And it's because they own us, but isn't that the perfect scenario to be in? You're playing with house money. Nobody expects you to win a game in Buffalo.
You
nobody.
Want to talk about Tua rewriting a narrative?
Oh,
missed the last 2 weeks of the regular season. Come in. Cold wild card game in Buffalo and put up 60 points on 800 yards passing.
Yeah.
Why not him? It could happen.
I was with you. And you said how many?
60 points on 800 yards passing.
Huh. All right. Sign me up.
Which actually, you should probably score a little more if you're throwing for 800 yards.
Right. So 90 points then.
Sure.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Keep getting the ball to Tyreek Hill. That seems to be working because for 4 weeks without Tua, it was misery. Just absolute misery. And then yesterday, Tyler Huntley's like, yeah, I'm going to throw Tyreek the ball 10-plus times, and he has 100 yards. He's up to 939 yards receiving this year. He had 9 receptions, and he looked like Tyreek Mother Effin' Hill yesterday in that game.
Well, he did get caught from behind. He got ankle tackled from behind.
Had 9 receptions, though, Hawk. I mean, you're kind of nitpicking.
Oh, listen, I'm not. I would take this every game, as would Tyreek.
What about Tyrell Dodson? He was signed to the Dolphins like less than a month ago. He gets the start because Anthony Walker Jr. is injured, comes up with a massive interception, and then immediately takes his helmet off. 15-yard penalty.
I can't imagine the range of emotions he was feeling because the interception is as big as you're going to get, but that penalty is as big as you're going to get. And it's such a self-inflicted wound. And you can do all the histrionics on the sidelines you want. You can run to the other end zone and take pictures now. Like there's so many ways to celebrate. It was such a boneheaded play. Luckily, it doesn't end up coming back to haunt them or whatever, because he was excellent yesterday. He was excellent. But, man, that he had to have felt such a range of emotion walking back to the sideline, because instead of getting celebrated, everyone's like, what did you just do?
You could see him saying, my bad. And then the celebration was over at that point. Now the entire coaching staff is pissed off at him, and he's sitting on the sideline trying to hide from them rather than celebrating the best moment of his career, at least over this season. Jalen Ramsey had a big play, of course, deflecting a pass on fourth and goal. That was going to go to your boy, Jerry Jeudy. But
by the way, Dodson got a game ball.
He did.
Saw the video.
I have the audio, if you want, of Mike McDaniel
was just handing him out left and right.
Yeah, I have.
He ended up giving a game ball to Anthony Weaver.
Whole defense got it.
Well, there was a lot of people that told us to give up on the season. And am I glad in this room did not. How about Snoop?
Oh, yeah.
Game ball, Snoop. 10. Okay. 105 yards, 9 receptions on 9 targets. 5 tackles, sack, forced fumble, 2 quarterback hits. Hey, game on! Hey, how about 15 tackles? T-Dot!
Guy.
And a pick.
3 and a big penalty.
Defense. And hot damn. Let's give Weave a game ball. Weave a game ball.
Weave. weed from a cake.
This is why you get into team sports, okay? When you have nobody else to lean on but each other. 2-6, 6-2 after that, okay? That's some grown man.
Some grown man bleep, Hawk. That's some grown man bleep. He's not like he's not like an imposing figure, Mike McDaniel. So
no, you don't think?
Yeah. So you know.
Yeah. When not like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. He's giving these locker room speeches. I mean, I you know, I tip my hat to him for trying. A lot of curse words.
But he should almost like, you know how some coaches need to turn over the play calling duties to someone. Maybe he turns over the locker room speech duties to someone.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, you got to bring – who's good at that?
Calais Campbell.
Dr. Phil.
Oh, right. Good call. But I think it's just his voice, though. You know how you can get those, like, karaoke machines now? They adjust your voice through AI?
Right. Just, so maybe he should talk through one of those, like a modulator?
Just bring, like a step stool.
Yeah.
And then a voice modulating microphone, and then do the exact same thing. And man, he'll have that locker room fired up. He'll have everybody fired up. The Miami Heat?
Maybe they bring in Dan Campbell on a video monitor.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a
or
good idea.
Or just play old Dan Campbell Dolphin, you know, locker room speeches.
Right. If Mike McDaniel, if it wasn't Dan Campbell, if Mike McDaniel had talked about biting off kneecaps,
right,
would it have had the same effect on anybody?
No. I would like to create a character, though, called Mike McDan Campbell and meld the two of them. I want to take the best attributes from Mike McDaniel and the best attributes from Dan Campbell and create Mike McDan Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I really do. I like that. Mike McDan Campbell.
That's right.
Is he still shaking on the sidelines in cold weather games?
No. And when he goes to Starbucks, he still orders two big giant espressos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also I don't know, also gets a blueberry muffin or something. I don't know. There's something there.
I like that.
Yeah.
Regarding Tua Tagovailoa, by the way, I should add that it doesn't sound likely from Mike McDaniel that he's going to end up playing. He hasn't been ruled out officially yet, but Mike McDaniel spoke to the media earlier today and kind of elaborated on the injury. And it doesn't sound like Tua is going to be available to play. And it sounds like they kept him out to avoid further injuring that hip, which clearly did not heal in time, which is why Saturday he was ruled as doubtful. The Heat, they won yesterday. They've won two of their last three. Three-game homestand begins Wednesday. You know who's in town Wednesday for the Heat, Hawk?
I believe the Pelicans, right?
The Pelicans, your New Orleans Pelicans.
You going to play?
Probably not. He hasn't played since, you know, third or fourth week of the season.
You using your tickets?
Me? No. But my brother will be there, yes.
I was going to take him.
You want to go?
I'm a big Pelicans fan. Yeah, I was a big Pelicans fan.
You want to go with my brother?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to.
I'll let him know.
Don't.
Panthers, Rangers tonight, 7 p.m. New Yorkers are going to fill up Amerant Bank Arena. How delightful.
You can hear the game right here.
What the hell's going on with the Cats, by the way? Why'd they get blown out by Montreal 4-0? The Lightning 4-0?
I don't know what's going on, man. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Every time we do this, and they win a game.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Finally, Hawk, you know whose birthday it is today? There's several birthdays today, but do you know whose birthday it is today of note?
I know my guy Salvin Ahmed is celebrating a birthday today.
Savan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you nailed it. Savan Ahmed, happy birthday to him. Also,
Dolphin legend.
LeBron James is turning 40 today as well.
All right.
40.
Tiger Woods celebrating a birthday as well.
What's crazier, Tiger being 49 or LeBron being 40?
Tiger's only 49?
49 years old.
I thought he was older than that.
Unless I forgot to update his age over the past couple years, which is very, very possible. Nah, he's 49, born in 1975.
Wow, I thought he was older. LeBron doing what he's doing at 40. Again, I told you I watched that Christmas Day game, the last one, and the Lakers lost. They lost, right?
The Lakers in that
Golden
game?
Golden State came back.
No, they won. Golden State came back, but the Lakers ended up winning.
Lakers ended up winning. LeBron still doing what he... We talked about it earlier with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he looks silly.
Yeah.
Like, you feel bad for him. Plenty of guys get up to 40. Like, LeBron still looks like LeBron.
It's remarkable. In spurts.
I should rephrase it. Still can, at times, look like LeBron.
Prime LeBron.
Where Shaq, we were talking about him in a Celtics uni, could never look like prime Shaq. Ever.
You see Saquon break the 2,000-yard mark, by the way?
I did.
And apparently he's only like 100 yards. I don't remember exactly how many, but he's only like 100 yards away from breaking the all-time record. He wants to play, but the Eagles are trying also to go win a Super Bowl. But he wants to go break the record. My question, though, is it Eric Dickerson who holds the record? Do you guys remember? Either way, Hawk, does it hold less weight to break that record if you're getting 17 games in a regular season?
Well, I will tell you that it's impressive to eclipse 2,000 yards in 16 games.
Yeah. Because I saw a lot of people saying that, like, oh, it's going to take him 17. Adrian Peterson did it in 16. So I wonder if that's the way people are going to react to it, then what's the point? You know,
it is always, Dickerson.
Yeah, there's always going to be like the asterisk of, oh, he did it in 17. Then what's the point? What's the point? Like, you broke 2,000. Only 9 other people ever done it.
Yeah, but if you have the record, you have the record.
Yeah. All right, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to be in the 70s. That is your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
Just looking over some of the tweets from Joe Shad. From the Mike McDaniel press conference today, Mike McDaniel optimistic on Jalen Waddle for Sunday. Teron Armstead not ruled out for the season. Mike McDaniel said Teron will see what he can do, but the mindset is also getting Patrick Paul ready to start. We'll prepare for both scenarios.
Patrick Paul didn't play terrible. I think he allowed a sack. But he didn't play terrible when he played.
That one sack that he allowed was brutal. He didn't put a hand on anyone.
Yeah, but at least he's not as bad as Liam Eikenberg. Hawk, I'm not kidding.
I mean, he should put that in his Twitter bio. At least I'm not as bad as Liam Eikenberg.
Hawk, I'm not kidding. I'm so sick of that guy. I know he's become a punching bag, and it's easy to hate on him. Like, I know. But in the fourth quarter yesterday, he got thrown to the ground. You thought Tyler Hero got thrown to the ground bad by Amen Thompson. I mean, Liam Eikenberg weighs 350 pounds, and he gets moved around like he's a toddler. It's embarrassing.
Joe Shad says, Mike McDaniel asked by Tom DeAngelo about Tua's hip concerns. Mike says it's unrelated to Alabama. We talked about this earlier with Cunho. Mike says he asked doctors and was told there's no causation involved in that. They are unrelated in terms of the nature of the injury versus this one.
It's weird, though.
Yeah, I mean, it would be hard. It's hard to believe that someone who suffered such a severe hip injury in college, who now has another hip injury, that they're totally unrelated.
Even if they're unrelated. Like, even if it's not the same hip injury, which...
It's a bad sign either way.
Right.
Like, to have two hip injuries, you know, from your NFL within the first 5 years of your NFL career and your college career to have two hip injuries is not the greatest thing in the world.
But either way, like if a player tears his ACL and then a year or 5 years later they tear the MCL, you don't go, well, it's unrelated to the ACL. Well, yeah, I mean, fine, but he still has two major injuries on that same knee over 5 years.
I'll give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored officially here. It's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So your final, potentially final Game Day Uncensored of the season will be this coming Sunday at noon.
Yes, noon to 4:20.
Tobin, Omar Kelly, Adam Beasley, get you ready for the game. If by some miracle Dolphins beat the Jets and the Broncos lose to the Kansas City Chiefs backups, there will be another Game Day Uncensored.
There will. A playoff game.
I hope there is, man.
Me too. Me too. Keep those checks coming.
But here are your studs and duds from USA Today, Dolphins Wire. Stud Tyler Huntley. When Huntley was forced to start three games earlier this season, he struggled to keep the Dolphins offense on track. He never finished a game with more than 200 yards and completed 59.1% of his passes. The dividends from 3 months' worth of time spent in Miami were easy to see Sunday. Huntley completed 22 of his 26 passes, 84.6%, for 225 yards and a touchdown. He didn't have any turnovers and added another 52 yards on the ground, as well as a rushing touchdown. It looks like the Dolphins have found a backup quarterback they can actually rely on to take the reins when Tua Tagovailoa is out of action. You agree with that last sentence there from Dolphins Wire?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm ready to say he's the answer moving forward in next season, but that was fun yesterday. I told you, Hawk, that was fun, and he looked he looked more than competent. He looked good.
He looked excellent yesterday. I was thrilled. It doesn't make me nervous about this coming Sunday. But I would hesitate to anoint him just yet based on the fact that it was the Cleveland Browns.
Right. But would you be upset if next year your quarterback room was Tua, Tyler Huntley, and then another veteran? A Joe Flacco or whoever, right? Like another veteran.
You're going to carry three quarterbacks.
Yes.
And you're telling me a Joe Flacco is going to be the third stringer?
No, but he comes in and they compete. Who's going to win the backup position? And you know what? I think you need to carry three quarterbacks. If this season has taught us anything, carry three quarterbacks. Imagine if Snoop Huntley had been here from the start of training camp.
Yeah.
You probably have a better chance at winning in Seattle. You have a better chance at beating the Tennessee Titans on Monday Night Football. Like, if this is going to be an issue, carry three quarterbacks. Prepare for worst-case scenario, because the first time Tua went out with the concussions, it was Teddy Bridgewater, and he took two snaps in New York, and then it had to be Skylar Thompson. And this year, it was Skylar Thompson until it was Tim Boyle. Then it was Snoop Huntley until it was Tim Boyle again. Like, prepare for the absolute worst situation. Why not?
Another stud from USA Today, Tyrell Dodson. Taking his helmet off after a second quarter interception was ill-advised, but it didn't erase a stellar day for the linebacker. We talked about it in the last segment. The November edition was asked to step into the starting lineup in Anthony Walker Jr.'s absence and flew all over the field against the Browns. He finished with 15 tackles. In addition to the pick,
T-Dot.
A dud. Mike McDaniel's challenges.
Oh, for the really love of God, fun. Man. For the love
challenges
of God.
Are not Mike McDaniel's strong suit. After losing a pair Sunday, the Dolphins' third-year head coach has been unsuccessful on 14 of his 18 career challenges. It really is similar to my parlaying.
It's incredible.
The pair of whiffs by McDaniel came in a four-play span in the third quarter that left Miami with one timeout and zero challenges in the last 17 minutes of the game. Fortunately for the Dolphins, that didn't matter. Stud, Tyreek Hill, with Jalen Waddle out of action and a backup quarterback at the reins, Hill stepped up in a big way for the Dolphins offense. The veteran receiver finished with 9 receptions on as many targets for 105 yards, his 3rd triple-digit game of the year, and his 2nd in 4 weeks. The strong performance moved Hill to 939 receiving yards on the year and over 11,000 in his career. If he records more than 60 yards next week against the Jets, he'll notch the 1,000-yard season of his career and 5th in a row. Wonder what his over-under is going to be on receiving yards, because I guarantee you that dude's going over 60. You see if the player props are posted just yet. That dude's going to get 1,000 yards receiving, period, end of story.
I'm with you. Like, he's telling Tyler Huntley, throw me the football. Throw it to me.
Let's see. Dolphins are up to 1.5-point favorites. Yeah, no player props yet. Keep an eye on it later in the week. Dud, another dud, the Dolphins running game. Dolphins started the game with 3 straight Devon Achane runs that picked up 16 yards. After that, Miami running back struggled to do much of anything. Achane finished the day with 25 yards on 10 carries. Mostert only picked up 3 yards on 6 attempts, and Jeff Wilson Jr. managed to get just 5 yards on 3 carries. When the Dolphins tried to get Malik Washington involved on a reverse, he was cut down for an 11-yard loss. The saving grace for the Dolphins' ground game was Huntley, who had 52 of the team's 74 rushing yards.
I think we all got caught with the banana in the tailpipe last week because they had like 160 yards, but that 50-yard run by Devon Achane kind of inflated those numbers a little bit.
True.
So you take that one out. They barely got over the century mark, and
it's been a rough go of it all season long, and that didn't change because of one game the previous week.
But I wonder, like, Tron Armstead, Hawk, you've maintained this for how long? Like, he's the most important player outside of Tua Tagovailoa, and I don't think it's a coincidence. He was healthy last week. The Dolphins ran the football. This week, even though you're going up against a really good front four, it's the only thing Cleveland has. He's not in the game. He's not healthy, and you can't get any push out of your offensive line.
One more stud from the game, Calais Campbell. If Miami lost Sunday, Campbell probably would have been released to give him a chance to go hunt for a Super Bowl ring elsewhere. But the 38-year-old defensive lineman looked wholly determined to make sure it was the Dolphins that he helped to make a playoff push. Campbell made several plays in the Cleveland backfield. Even if his numbers didn't jump out on the box score, the lineman was robbed of a sack when DTR launched a ball out of bounds for an intentional grounding rather than go down. Campbell also brought down DTR for a 3-yard loss, but that didn't count as a sack either, as it was determined to be a run play. He was phenomenal. He has been phenomenal all season long. That guy defies time because he has been phenomenal all season long.
38 years old, I think his 17th season. Crazy,
amazing.
Man. Crazy.
Just amazing.
If you're looking for when we do the postmortem, whenever it comes, Hawk, on the season, and you want to go to bat for Chris Greer, when you're looking at things that went right this year, decisions by Chris Greer that went very right, Calais Campbell at the top of that list.
Yeah, you're putting Campbell in the yes box, Poyer in the no box.
Right.
We'll take a quick break. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We'll give out some game balls. We'll get some headlines as well. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!